Camp meetings, their object and how to conduct them. Frequent prayer and counsel. Those who labor at camp meetings should frequently engage in prayer and counsel together, that they may labor intelligently. There are many things that demand attention at the camp meetings, but the ministers should take time to meet together every day for prayer and counsel. You should know that all things are drawing in even lines, that you are standing, as the words were spoken to me, shoulder to shoulder, marching right ahead and not drawing off. When the work is carried on in this way, there is unity of heart, and there will be harmony of action. This will be a wonderful means of bringing the blessing of God upon the people. Before a discourse, we should take time to seek God by ourselves. That was our custom in earlier times. The ministers would often go away and pray together, and they would not cease until the Spirit of God responded to their prayers. Then they would come away with their faces lighted up, and when they spoke to the congregation, their words were with power. They reached the hearts of the people, because the Spirit that gave them the blessing prepared hearts to receive the message. There is far more being done by the heavenly universe than we realize in preparing the way that souls may be converted. We are to work in harmony with the messengers of heaven. We want more of God. We are not to feel that our talking and sermonizing is to do the work. Unless the people are reached through God, they will never be reached. We are to rely wholly upon God, pleading His promise, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. When those to whom God has entrusted responsibilities as leaders fear and tremble before Him because of the responsibility of the work, when they feel their own unworthiness and seek the Lord in humility, when they purify themselves from all that is displeasing to Him, when they plead with Him until they know that they have forgiveness and peace, then God will manifest Himself through them. Then the work will go forward with power. Fellow laborers, we must have Jesus, the precious Jesus, abiding in our own hearts much more fully if we meet with success. We are in great need of the heavenly influence, God's Holy Spirit, to give power and efficiency to our work. We need to open the heart to Christ. We need much firmer faith and more fervent devotion. We need to die to self, and in mind and heart to cherish an adorning love for our Savior. When we will seek the Lord with all the heart, we shall find Him, and our hearts will be all aglow with His love. Self will sink into insignificance, and Jesus will be all and in all to the soul. Christ presents to us who are athirst the water of life that we may drink freely. Then we have Christ within us as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Then our words are full of moisture. We are prepared to water others. We must draw nigh to God. We must be laborers together with Him, else weakness and mistakes will be seen in all we undertake. If it were left to us to manage the interests of the cause of God in our own way, we would not have reason to expect much. But if self is hid in Christ, all our work will be wrought in God. Let us have faith in God at every step. While we realize our own weakness, let us not be faithless, but believing. If we will take God at His word, we shall see of His salvation. The gospel that we present to save perishing souls must be the very gospel that saves our own souls. We must receive the word of God. We must eat the word. Live the Word. It is the flesh and the blood of the Son of God. We must eat His flesh and drink His blood, receive by faith the spiritual attributes of Christ. We must receive light and blessing, that we may have something to impart. It is the privilege of every worker first to talk with God in the secret place of prayer, and then to talk with the people as God's mouthpiece. Men and women who commune with God, who have an abiding Christ, make the very atmosphere holy, because they are cooperating with holy angels. Such witness is needed for this time. We need the melting power of God, the power to draw with Christ.